All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Friday, August 28th. So it has now been exactly 3 weeks since stimulus negotiations failed. Like I mentioned yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and Mark Meadows did have a phone call yesterday afternoon, but unfortunately, it didn't go so well. Pelosi issued a statement afterwards stating, "This conversation made clear that the White House continues to disregard the needs of the American people as the coronavirus crisis devastates lives and livelihood." Pelosi went on to state that she is willing to go down to $2.2 trillion to meet in the middle. Incidentally, that is the same amount as the CARES Act legislation that was passed in March. Then Pelosi gives this scathing attack on Republicans and all the things that she has perceived them to have abandoned, including healthcare workers, teachers, children, families, hungry children, workers, small businesses, working families, voters, and the American democracy itself, concluding her statement with, "Democrats are willing to resume negotiations once Republicans start to take this process seriously. Lives, livelihoods, and the life of our democracy are at stake." Like I brought up yesterday, this is very reminiscent of Pelosi's statements about Mnuchin when they had their chat the week after stimulus negotiations failed. And yet somehow, some folks are drawing from this failed 25-minute phone call between Pelosi and Meadows that a new stimulus check bill is going to pass and this is breaking news, when in reality, it is fake news. Now, maybe Pelosi is just really concerned about the American people right now to the tune of $2.2 trillion. But cynically speaking, maybe, just maybe, she knows that when times are tough, who's the easiest person to blame? The president. And there are valid criticisms of how Trump and his administration have handled the crisis. I think some of those criticisms are a little over the top, but that conversation is probably for a different day. But a skinny bill this close to the election might hold some people over until then. Maybe they would be less angry at Trump if they are no longer struggling to put food on the table because they have consistent unemployment coming in, stimulus checks, and all that. And let's say that Biden is elected, which is probably Pelosi's assumption. The provisions in that skinny bill would likely be running out just before he would be starting his term, and that's not a very strong way to start a presidency. Or maybe, as Meadows is saying, Pelosi just wants to use the COVID-19 negotiations as leverage for the appropriations bills next month. But Republicans aren't much better. In fact, they're not really better at all. Why don't Mnuchin and Meadows just agree to another trillion? Heck, we had Peter Navarro, Trump's trade and manufacturing guy, throw that number out there. Remember all that buzz when Navarro said that Trump wanted $2 trillion, right? Well, the Republicans can't right now, because just like the Democrats, they've already built a wall with their own statements. Mnuchin calling a $2 trillion plus figure eight non-starter, and many of the administration having distanced themselves from Navarro's $2 trillion figure. So at this point, all we can do is hope that one side caves. That's it. But neither side wants to appear weak, especially in a presidential election year, so both sides are carefully calculating their every move, or lack thereof, with an election in 67 days from today, with many voting by mail prior to that. So we're no better for stimulus negotiations than where we're at 3 weeks ago, unfortunately. In terms of unemployment, yesterday West Virginia was approved by FEMA for the grant for $300 weekly. We know that West Virginia has said that it will kick in an additional $100 weekly. Virginia was also approved this week, bringing the number of states approved by FEMA for a $300 weekly to 35. Of these 35 states, at least five have begun paying the retroactive $300 weekly for three states. And those states are Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Tennessee. Yesterday, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced that the state would in fact be applying for the FEMA grant for $300 weekly, and that the state would kick in the extra $100 weekly, making it another state in addition to Montana, West Virginia, and Kentucky that have verbally committed to making sure their eligible claimants see $400 a week rather than the $300 a week that will be seen in most states. Of course, likely to be retroactive. My home state of California announced yesterday that the boosted payments will go out the week of September 7th. Also yesterday, Wisconsin said that it has applied for a FEMA grant. This brings the number of states that have not been approved, but have stated that they have applied or will apply to 12. This now just leaves two states, Nebraska and Minnesota, in addition to the District of Columbia, that have not stated one way or the other whether they will be applying for a FEMA grant for a $300 weekly retroactive unemployment. And of course, South Dakota remains the only state to reject applying for a FEMA grant for a $300 weekly payment. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.